Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Tafsir of Druze Amma, an explication of Quran 78 to Quran 114, and we're currently on the 100th surah, Surah Al-Adiyat, on page 72. And, until it changes, we're going to be reading two surahs a day. So we'll be doing the 110th and the 100th and the 100th and the 99th. And we'll begin with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سورة عاديات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات دبها فالموريات قدها فالمغيرات صبحا أثرتن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه أَلَا ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بهم يومئذ لا خبير. It was revealed in Mecca and consists of 11 verses, and the occasion of its revelation is that when the human came to fear the recompense for his actions, he mentioned that man was stubborn in his ingratitude and mentioned his being fully devoted in his love of the lower world, and thus no advice or guidance will profit him. It begins, Wal-Adiyat Dabah, by the charging horses that run panting, meaning the selves or the souls which strive with further in the way of Allah, and in their striving and seriousness and energy they are like racehorses that move quickly in difficult terrain with the energy they derive from their longing and hope. Falmuriati kataha, kadaha, with sparks of fire striking. This refers to an occupation which preoccupies one from all that is other than the truth, and devoting attention to the light of the active intellect kindles the thoughts and moves them in the direction of Allah and His being. Farmuhirati subha fa'athanna bihi nak'a, rushing to assault at morning, thereby raising clouds of dust. Meaning that when that which raids and assaults, that which is on the outward and that which is on the inward, such as the qualities of the lower selves, the traces of actions, the leanings of capricious desires and enjoyments, and the whisperings of illusion and meaning, substitute these with the light of the divine manifestation, Tjali, and the traces of the ascending spiritual meanings, and being actualized in the principles of arrival, while leaving and abandoning the former traits. So it affects changes in the soul through the light of that divine appearance and the dawn of the greater resurrection, and sterilizing the filth of the corporeal body by wearing it out, and subtilizing it, and depleting it with exercises of the path, and forbidding it its gratifications and appetites, and completely orienting it in the direction of the real Al-Haq, and moving towards him out of longing and a deep, strong restlessness, by which the heart and the spirit are purified from the filth, which are the few fruits of the corporeal body taking control, and causing his neglect of it by instead moving him to being receptive to the lights. Fawasatna bihi jamma, thereby storming blindly into any host. Meaning, in that dawn and light there occurred the gathering of the source of his essence, and he drowned in it. Put in another way, the dense matter of the corporeal body became more and more subtle. So once subtle, they were able to penetrate into the space of arrival. And it is important to understand that all acts of obedient devotion begin with the body. As even the ascension, al-miraj, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his body. Inna al-insana lil-rabbihi lakunud. Indeed, man is ungrateful toward his sustainer, Lord. In these words, he swears by the sanctity accorded to those grateful to their Lord, who have arrived to him through his blessings. He swears by them that man is ungrateful toward his Lord, even while he uses and depends on his blessings being veiled in them. And therefore he does not, in his lack of wisdom, instead use these blessings as a means of arrival to him, as he should. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَا شَهِيدٌ. And indeed, he witnesses this fact himself. For he knows, by virtue of his cognizance of being veiled, and his natural intellect perceiving that he does not fulfill the rites which these divine blessings demand of him, and through his ingratitude he becomes deficient in his relationship to Allah. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. For verily, to the love of wealth is he most ardently devoted. Meaning, his love of wealth is of primal strength. Because of his love of wealth, he becomes niggardly, and as a result, he becomes thickly veiled. For he is wholly occupied in obtaining it and maintaining it and increasing it and keeping it away from its rightful recipients, with that preoccupying him from the real, turning him from Allah in neglect. As a consequence of his love of material wealth and possessions, he became veiled and absent from Allah and hindered from arrival to the truth, Al-Haq. Afala yahlamu. Does he not know? Meaning, after his being veiled and rebelling against his higher intellect, does he not at least know by his fundamental intellect and the remaining strength of its power of comprehension that idabul fira ma fil kubur wa husila ma fis sudur? When he is raised and brought out of the grave, and the contents of the breasts will be laid bare. Meaning, when their bodies will be spewed forth from their graves, including their souls and spirits, and when everything in their breasts will be inventories and obtained by exposing what their hearts contain, such as their attributes and their secrets, the forms of their actions and their intentions, and so on, does he not at least know that in Rabbahum bihim yaum revil khabir? On that day, their sustaining Lord will show that he has always been fully aware of them, that he was completely cognizant of their secrets and thoughts and actions and outward forms. and that he will on that day recompense them fully for what they used to do and acquire in this evanescent world? They preferred this life over the abiding, ongoing life with Allah. I beg Allah that he keep us safely in his circle, for he is all hearing and he is all responding. Surat al-Zalzala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. Wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha. Wa qala al-insanu ma laha. Yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha bi anna rabbaka awha laha. Yawma idhin yasdurun nasu ashtatan li yurahu ma lahum fama ya'mal mithqala Ratin haira yara, omaya malmit kala, zaratin jara yara. The surah was revealed in Mecca and consists of 8 verses. And the occasion for its revelation and context is that in the previous surah, when Allah said their reward with their Lord, from the 98th surah, in verse 8, he then made mention of the moment of recompense. And the objector asked in disbelief, and when will that be? And afterward in surah 100, he mentioned the consequence of those who reject the truth in their ingratitude. And so he answers, إِنَّ زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth quakes with its violent quaking. Meaning when it shakes violently and repeatedly in its final appointed earthquake as a portent of the last hour, as the divine will decrees. It will be such a massive, all-consuming quake that nothing after it will remain when it ends. And its nature is beyond description. And this quake will occur with the first earth, as in the current earth, instead of the second earth of the judgment at the second blast of the horn, about which he further says, Va'achrajatil ardu afkalaha. And the earth expels and yields up her burdens. This is referring to all the dead bodies and corpses buried in it since the beginning of its time. Waqal al-insanu, and the man cries out. The earthquake comes unexpectedly. It overtakes them with horror and shock, disrupting their general state of secure ease. Ma laha, what has happened to her? Why is it quaking so violently and expelling whatever lies in its bellows? They express their surprise and inability to grasp the immense gravity and tremendousness of what they now experience. The mountains are put in weightless motion in the sky, becoming like dust particles. And this phrase is commonly used by the believer to express a feeling of reverence, while for the disbeliever to express a feeling of unwelcome disruption and shock. Yawm din tuhadithu titu akhbaraha. On that day will she recount all of her news. On that day she will inform the people of all that occurred and transpired upon her, before Allah now clefts her, recounting all of the good and the evil performed on its surface, and know that it will bear witness against everyone concerning what they performed while on it. The anna rabbaka awha laha, as your Lord will have inspired her to do so. Meaning, by virtue of your Lord's inspiring her, so will she be able to bear witness against everyone and recount her news. Yaumdi yasduru nasu. When that day will all men come forward, meaning when all that is above occurs, men will start to emerge from their graves to the site of accounting. Asha ashtatan, separate and cut off from each other. They will be separated into different groupings. Some of them will be believers with brilliantly shining faces who will be in safety, and others will be non-believers with darkened faces who will be in fear and shaken by terror. And it's also said that they will emerge from their graves with the believers moving to the right to enter paradise and the non-believers moving to the left to enter hell. Yural ahmalahum, to be shown their works. And they will be rewarded for their good and bad deeds after being shown them. Vamayamal mitkal adaritin. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will clearly see it on that day, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will clearly see it. The second statement applies to the ungrateful rejecter of the truth, the kafir, and the first applies to the believer confirmed in faith, mu'min. And be certain that no one, whether kafir or mu'min, will but see every action they did, either good or bad, during that day. And know, may Allah safeguard you, that when the earth of the selves quake with what befits it and shake at the moment of the arrival of divine inspirations and states, ahwal, and when complete absence from it is realized, then at that moment will the sun of Gnosis, Irfan, shine and eclipse the being of the created worlds in its consuming light, as has been previously mentioned. So if your eyes behold the day when the selves shake and the mountains shatter, then you will behold the sun of the truth shine its brilliant light. On that day of descent of the decrees, when men will be truly men, Rijal, and at that time it brings forth the knowledges it contains, and speaks of its secrets which lie completely within it, for your Lord will thus inspire it on that day. On that day men will come forth from annihilation, fana, to subsistence, baka, separated into different groupings. So some of them will have their hakika dominant, and others will have their sharia dominant, and others will be dominated by expansion and ease, and these last ones are the greatest in benefit to others. By this they will behold their actions of striving in the resultant sweet bliss of their witnessing. So whoever does an evil deed, such as adding a sensory perception to the outward beyond what due balance requires, then he will see that and be decreased in the meaning perception, mana, in the inward, except if he is firm in witnessing in both domains, then it will not affect him. I ask Allah on your behalf for pardon and well-being and inspired understanding from him. Amin. We will close the reading with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم والضالين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.